on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. Rosie said it could be about 10 degrees cooler. As long as it's under 90, I'm okay.
Even 90. 90 means it's 60 the mornings.
Or yeah. At night.
That's just about perfect. And it's perfect growing conditions. You know, if you were going to build a greenhouse and you wanted to keep it, you know, 85, 90 degrees is about where you'd keep it. So we're living in the perfect growing condition weather right now. So it's a great time to be getting those lawns, gardens, landscapes, all that stuff ready to go.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Before we get to our calls, we have a couple texts that have come in. Mm-hmm. This individual with a 520, so Casa Grande or South, wants to spread Bermuda grass seed. Well, I guess with cell phones, it doesn't really matter anymore, but theoretically, it should be about Casa Grande South.
True.
Wants to spread Bermuda grass seed in the backyard to let goats loose on it. So kind of a pasture situation, it sounds like here. When is a good time to do that, and does Bermuda seed go bad?
Okay, well, we were talking about 90-60 weather, mid-90-degree days, mid-60-degree nights. That's when we start sowing Bermuda seed, because that's when it's going to start germinating, and is basically when our nighttime lows start getting above 60-65 degrees. So he's got a month or two yet, right?
Got a couple stacks of hay to supplement the goats between now and then.
You know, Bermuda seed, I guess conceivably, germination rates do drop over time. I don't know that it would ever go completely bad unless it got wet or damaged somehow. They do, by the way, you can buy what's called pasture Bermuda, which is a much taller, faster growing Bermuda designed specifically for growing pasture and Bermuda hay, and it's not the same turf type Bermuda grass that we would plant. Even the seed type common Bermudas in our lawns are much smaller and more compact than old, you know, pasture type Bermuda. So sounds like maybe he still has some Bermuda seed laying around, and that's fine, but he can find certain places what's called pasture Bermuda. If he's going to use it for that would be my suggestion.
And then Dave texted in, we had a call in the last segment regarding cottonwood trees, and he said he lost cottonwoods to gophers, and he would
for sure. Yeah, the gophers, you know, we didn't really get a chance to go that the gophers could be doing a huge damage to those trees, and you know, the stress that they're causing could cause what might look like chlorosis on the tree as well. But oh, absolutely, especially kind of soft rooted trees like cottonwoods, they would love that, especially if it's in good irrigated soil where they can dig easy. Yeah,
a lot of those irrigated lots, they have a lot of critters around as well, pets and four-legged animals. There's that bonide Molmax is good and pet friendly. You can drop it in the hole and try and help get that entire colony eliminated. Let's go to our next call online at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you, and bring Deb into the conversation. Good morning, ma'am.
Hi, good morning. I have a question. I'm up in the Cave Creek area, and I have exactly 10 citrus trees, combination of lime, lemon, and grapefruit, and actually an orange also. And what's happening on the west side of the trees is the bark is peeling, and mm-hmm. I think I've already lost one, and it seems to be spreading to the other trees, and I was hoping you could tell me what that is and what I could do to save these trees, and I'll take my answer off the air.
Okay, great. Well, you've gotten some sunburn over the years somehow, especially when we see it on the south or southwest side of any tree, but especially citrus, ash trees, smooth-skinned or smooth-barked trees are more susceptible. It either occurred when the tree was very young, or the tree got over-pruned, or we've skirted or lifted the canopy of the tree up too high and we didn't protect it. That's why you see citrus trees that are in landscapes, if they're pruned up very high, the trunks are painted. It's not decorative. You know, contrary to popular belief, it's to help keep the trunks from sunburning. If you've got a lot of damage already, I'm not sure there's much you can do other than you can try and keep it from getting any worse. You know, get those trunks and limbs that are exposed to the sun painted with a tree trunk paint.
It doesn't have to be white.
I was going to say, the nice thing now is we do have a product called Go Natural, which is a trunk-colored, brown-colored paint from 10 feet away or so. You can't even tell it's on there. Works very well. Some people still like the white, but in this case, it is more natural in the landscape, and it works just as well. So get them painted. Don't trim the trees anymore. Let them be full and canopied as low down to the ground as you can. Keep them well fertilized. You know, we're still not too late to fertilize citrus. Make sure they're well fed, well watered. The bigger, thicker, and more dense the canopy is, and the better that job they do of shading themselves, is the best way to prevent or keep that from happening.
And I use that Go Natural on a lot of different things other than citrus. I put it on
pecans, ash trees, especially new trees, newly planted, like little pecan saplings or any fruit tree like a peach, apricot, or plum that are brand new. They don't have a chance yet to get that canopy going. That's when a lot of that sunburn occurs, when those trees are really young and just starting out.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you as we clear a line. That's a perfect opportunity to try and get on. As we move to Bob in Scottsdale. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys.
Yes, sir.
I probably just missed your last piece while I was calling. I have a tipu tree that has been in the ground for 18 months, and she's just not progressing as much. I've been trying to keep her really well watered. It started to coleate a bit, so then I put a drip hose around it, and that seemed to stop it, but it's still very thin, and it's not leafing well.
Well, that's a tree that this time of year we talked about subtropicals and you know, some of the citrus and hibiscus, even oleanders, will lose a lot of foliage this time of year. Is it putting on new growth now?
You know, I took a good look at it the other day, yesterday, as a matter of fact, and I didn't see a lot of new growth coming through. It seemed like the branches were still pretty bare.
Well, good fertilizer this time of year, a couple, three times a year, something like you would use on Arizona trees and shrubs, Fertilome tree and shrub food, Biofeed, Hickman's, citrus food would work fine. If you have citrus, you can use the same thing on shade trees. And, you know, that is a tree that does like pretty good water. It's, you know, a fast-growing, subtropical-type tree. It's not a desert tree, so make sure it's getting very good, adequate watering, deep, slow irrigations. And probably try fertilizing it some more and see if you can't start pushing some growth on it. It's a fast grower. It should be starting to put on growth right now going into the spring and early summer.
Yeah, that's the part that's really got me stumped. It just seems to be exhausted. And
is this tree in a lawn or in gravel, or where is it situated? How is it planted?
It's planted directly in the soil.
I understand that, but around it, is it gravel landscape or is it grass or what's?
It's a gravel landscape.
Okay.
And I have some river rock over, like a river rock circle around the trunk.
Okay. One thing.
I was wondering if I'm suffocating it.
Well, one
is
thing.
It touching the trunk?
No.
Oh.
One thing you might try doing is just pull the rock back away from it a little bit and put maybe some bark or some mulch or compost, you know, in a well or a basin around that, and then try and maybe take the hose over there in addition to your drip watering and deep water it once every couple of weeks with the hose. Let it run all night really slow.
He's in Scottsdale, and when he said that river rock, it made me think there's I don't know it the reason for it, but there's these beautiful Australian bottleneck trees. I'm not a big Australian bottleneck fan, but I mean, they're mature. They offer this great shade in this front yard. Somebody went through and put river rock at least a foot high and actually put chicken wire around the river rock up against the trunk.
Oh, really?
And I just keep thinking, man, that's got to be.
I'm not sure what the reasoning for that would be, unless they think it's decorative.
I
rock
guess.
Up on the trunk of a tree might not, especially if it's larger rock, still going to allow oxygen and things through it. It might not be too big a problem. But, one of the things that could be an issue with a tree that's just not growing or performing is maybe it got planted too deep originally. And that can sure keep a tree from planting. So make sure when you take a tree home from the nursery that, you know, it's planted at its original depth in that container. That should be level with your finished grade. Now, you can put some loose bark or compost up on top of that, but no soil should be applied, you know, up on the trunk any higher than how it's been grown.
I know this is a hard thing for people to consider, but at what point do you just say, you know what, this is only 2 years old? this is not going to get any better.
I know where you're going with that, and it is. It's hard to get people to realize that, you know, you might be better off cutting your losses and, as we say, prune it with a shovel and get a new one. Because every day you lose, especially with a tree, you're losing growth time and tree. And that speaks to if you've just bought a new house or if you're landscaping, if you have to do it in stages or by budget, the first thing you should get in the ground are the trees. They're the thing that takes the longest to get the way we want them to get. Even if you plant big ones to start, they're not as big as you want them to be. So get the trees in. And people are, I think, oversensitive sometimes because it's a living thing about tearing it out. I've seen people spend way more money on iron and soil supplements and things on certain plants trying to get something to grow than it would have cost them to have just planted a new one, and that new plant would take off and grow and way surpass the status or how big this existing plant is.
Now, when you get a plant from the nursery, one thing that I have seen recently is when they take the tree out, so if there's a curling,
mm-hmm.
chop those curled roots off to let the tree start to
mm-hmm.
shoot the roots out vertically instead of staying in the spiral.
Yeah, sometimes, especially at the very bottom of the container, the trees will have started to kind of take the shape of the pot.
Mm-hmm.
You just take even a pair of pruning shears and just kind of snip some of those, kind of break that up. I don't recommend disturbing the root ball. Don't go in there and be real aggressive and tear the whole thing. Then you'll shock the plant. But if you have some roots on the outside of that root ball, take a sharp knife and score them a little bit. That certainly will help.
We have Wayne and Anthem, Mary and Tucson, and a line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.